in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
To create the world. Have you read Genesis 1? And God said, light be, and light was. And God said, let the earth bring forth. Is the creative dimension of the prophetic. His words were supercharged with divine potency, with omnipotent power to bring to pass everything God was saying. Am I communicating? You know, people know a lot about the first dimension, but there is so much ignorance about the second. But it will shock you that the second dimension is even on a greater level of operation than even the first. It's just that many people don't know that. It's one thing for somebody to reveal something to you. What if that thing is revealing? It's not the will of God. Are you listening? What if it's not in line with God's will? So what do you do now? To change that, you need to operate the second dimension. Am I communicating? The second dimension creates the future. It creates the future. So it can even change what is revealed. I heard a man of God. Okay, I think it was Apostle Joshua Selman. He said something that I laughed. He said he receives a lot of messages from prophets a lot. He said, man of God, you are going for this ministry. Please don't travel. I saw very clearly that you are going to have an accident. He said, oh, thank you so much. He said, we are praying for you. If we still travel, an accident will not happen. You know why? Because some of them, They only understand this first dimension. Now, it is true. What they saw is not a lie. But they don't understand that the realm of the spirit, there are many possibilities. And then secondly, whatever is not God's perfect will can be changed. Are you listening? When you take spiritual step, and by functioning in this foretelling dimension, that accident that was supposed to happen based on Satan's plan and the devil's will, but you know this is not God's will, you can operate this second dimension and change it. Are you getting me? So that is what he does. And some of them are surprised. How come the accident did not happen? Are you getting the point? It's just like, okay, I'll give you another example. Can you remember when senior seer prophet Isaiah came and prophesied to King Hezekiah when Hezekiah was sick with a terminal illness? He said, thus saith the Lord, put your house in order, write your will. Says this sickness, you will not recover, you will die. Now, that is Isaiah operating the foretelling. What he heard is not a lie. It's true. It was revealed to him. But one thing he did not understand is that whatever is revealed, that it is not God's perfect will, is not based on the word of God. Are you getting me? It can be changed. It is changeable. Are you listening? Never accept any prophecy that is negative. Even if it is true that this prophecy is from God. If it does not align with the word of God and the will of God, just know that it is not final. It is subject to change. It can be changed. So, Ezekiah understood something, that premature death is not God's perfect will for him. Are you seeing this? God may permit it. If Ezekiah broke some spiritual laws, and he himself has already permitted it, because he said, whatever you allow on it, heaven too has allowed. Am I communicating? But it's not God's perfect will. So Ezekiah turned his face to the wall and started praying. Now, if Ezekiah didn't have this understanding, you know, he would have just surrendered. Say, God have spoken. Senior seer prophet have spoken. Who am I to fight the will of God? He would have died. If he had accepted it like that, he would have died. That thing would have happened. But he had an understanding that, this thing is not God's perfect will. I can pray through prayer and praise. He started with prayer. He prayed until he got the note of it. The Bible says he turned his face to the wall. He cried. He wept. When he got the note of victory, he later switched to praise. And he told God that the dead cannot praise thee. He said, only the living can praise you, even as I do this day. He started praising God. And God overturned the death sentence. God then spoke to Isaiah, the same person that just passed a death sentence, a doom's prophecy. He said, go and tell him that I have heard his, I've seen his tears, I've heard his prayer, I've added 15 more years. That's to tell you that whatever is revealed that does not line up with the word, that's why you need to know God's word. If you are ignorant of God's word, you will suffer so many things. Whatever is not in line with the word of God and is not in line with God's perfect will, that thing can be changed. It's not final. Don't accept it. Am I communicating? Have you not seen some funny prophets? Yeah, I see 26. I see accident. I see accident. Accident is coming. The enemy has planned accident for you on the 26th of April. 26th April. Say, man of God, please pray for me. Do something. Say, there's nothing I can do about it. like one funny prophecy I heard. That somebody said, demons are sucking your blood. A so-called prophet, he said, demons are sucking somebody's blood. He said, man of God, please pray, what should I do? He said, there is nothing, just be taking blood tonic to replace it. That's madness, praise God. Hallelujah. That's madness. So, by this time tomorrow, Elisha was not revealing, he was creating the future with his words. Those words are not ordinary. They are charged with divine omnipotence. Am I communicating? They are supercharged with divine energy. Polagabakasaya. Beliko Vrandeske Pora Patiza. Alagrindo Sefreketia. Eliga Brakata. Recently, I had a dream, a prophetic dream. I was even sharing with my wife. I saw this creative dimension of operation, as in workings of miracles. It was like a car, our car key. I held it, and the thing was looking too small in the vision. And then the Spirit of God said I should speak to it and command it to grow. And I said, grow in Jesus' name. The car key started growing until it became too big. I said, it's too big. The Holy Spirit said, start commanding it to reduce. And the thing he was reducing, we call, see, is a creative dimension of operation. It happens through spoken words, anointed words. Am I communicating? Some people that like leaving service before closing time, if they understand that last minute benediction, those prophetic words that are spoken over you, if you know the importance, you will not be leaving service before closing. Am I communicating? It's very important too, because those words, they create realities. They create the future. They can bring, there's what we call workings of miracles. They can provoke workings of miracles. I remember there was a service we held. We were still at that College of Accountancy. There was a lady that, as in, I was about to round up service. You know, when I round up and come to say the closing benediction, and I started speaking words, prophetic words, over the whole congregation. And then I was then inspired by the Spirit of God to prophesy against the spirit of death. And then when I spoke, I say, I bind the spirit of death. I say, anyone appointed to die, I break that hold. The power of God came upon her, and she was delivered from that evil plot. God bring you direction, light in the midst of darkness. They can bet and create the future. Those words are charged with God's power and divine energy. Glory to God. So, do you understand the two applications regarding the prophetic? Now give me Ezekiel 37, another instance. Ezekiel 37. You know, Ezekiel is a major seer prophet, right? Is a major seer prophet. He said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. You know, when Bishop Oyedepo calls himself a prophet, some people get confused. He said, but you know, the CICICI. How do they say it? I see. See, you know, they do that one. How come he's a prophet? He operates more here. He operates more in this foretelling dimension than this one. He operates in both, but this is the predominant one. There are some prophets that is more foretelling than foretelling. Am I communicating? Then there are some prophets that is more foretelling than foretelling. That's why you hear Bishop when he roars, by this time tomorrow, you are returning with your testimony. And you see how, as many that are wise, they open their heart in faith. They receive that word. Amen. So, even write itself. And anywhere prophetic words like that are mixed with faith, is activated, they come back with results. Am I communicating? Some of you, prophetic words are being spoken over you. Some are even chewing chewing gum. Amen. Oh. Is that not how some people's miracles have passed them by? Is it just slip them by? So they are giving prophetic words, their hand is in their pocket like this. Amen. Oh. About God. Praise God. If you are wise, never trivialize. You go suffer long, and it's not long suffering of the Bible that is a fruit of the Spirit. Not that one. Prophetic words are spoken over you, especially by your God-ordained prophets, the prophet God have set over your life and destiny. They are speaking over your life under anointing, and you are joking with those words. your journey will be very long. Am I communicating? It means you lack spiritual what? Sense. You don't get spiritual sense. You don't get spiritual sense. Praise God. Every of my birthday, there are two things I do. Two things, very simple. Number one, I want the prophets God have set over my life and destiny, beginning with my spiritual father, let them speak and prophesy over my life, because their words, their prophetic words, matter to my future a lot. I do everything to get them to speak over me prophetic words. And I open my heart. I receive those words as though my life depends on it, because it does. It does. Am I communicating? Is it not the words, the prophetic words Jacob spoke over his children? Was it not what shaped their future? Was it not the prophetic word Moses, the man of God, in Deuteronomy 33, spoke over the 12 tribes that shaped their future? You don't joke with prophetic words, so. Then the second thing I do, I package a seed of honor and sow into their lives. Because it's one of the ways you activate those words into manifestation and connect with the grace and the anointing on their lives. These two things are very important anytime I'm celebrating my birthdays. And by so doing, I shift to another dimension. Am I communicating? Like I always tell people, a new season does not open up over your life automatically. There are things you must do. Prophetic words can launch you into a new season. Your seed, your sacrifice can launch you into a new season. Praise God. Prayers, fasting, just like we are doing, can launch you into a new season. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So, the hand of the Lord was upon me, carry me out in the spirit of the Lord, set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Next verse. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Next verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Next verse. Did you notice God asked him, senior seer prophet Ezekiel, God asked him, can these bones live? You know, normally, he can use his prophetic Wi-Fi. And check. And operate in this first dimension, foretelling. By those revelatory gifts, he can know the future of the bones, right? Can these bones live? But this time around, he couldn't pick any signal. Am I communicating? He couldn't, with his prophetic Wi-Fi, he scan. He no pick. Then God wanted to teach him this second dimension. Because as at now, Ezekiel was only foretelling. He didn't know about foretelling. So God wanted to teach him this second dimension. And watch this. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Am I communicating? Those words that will be spoken by Ezekiel under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is what will create the future. Am I communicating? Because those words are backed up with power. Next verse. He said, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you into you, and ye shall live. Next verse. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you. You see, he's telling him what to say. is telling him the future to assign to the bones. And he shall live, and he shall know that I am the Lord. Next verse. So I prophesied as I was commanded. It was under a divine influence, under a divine command. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and behold a shaking. Am I communicating? You see, when prophetic words are uttered, power is released. There is a movement. Angels start moving. They start flying to bring those words to pass. Am I communicating? There is a movement in the realm of the spirit. Things begin to come together. The tectonic plates start moving. Both natural, spiritual, and natural forces, they are set in motion. They start working for your advantage. Hallelujah. There was a noise and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Am I communicating? See, in the realm of the spirit, there are unlimited possibilities. It takes a prophetic voice. Am I communicating? To assign a date for their fulfillment in the earth realm. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give them beauty for ashes. How is prophet Isaiah going to appoint unto them that mourn? Is by what? Is by the prophetic, which dimension? The second, fourth telling, to appoint. Using those prophetic words, you are appointing to them that mourn in Zion. Am I communicating? To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Glory to God. So you can appoint the date on, in this earth realm, for their manifestation or fulfillment. Those unlimited possibilities in the realm of the spirit, you can import them by those prophetic utterances that are charged with God's power. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, behold a shaking, and the bone came together, bone to his bone. Next verse. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath, no life in them. Then look at what God said, verse 9. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. Say to the wind, thus saith he. Everything hears God's word in the realm of the spirit, whether wind or wave or tree. Natural, non-living thing, living thing, animating, animate. Everything hears and responds to the word of God. Am I communicating? Everything has intelligence in the realm of the spirit. Your bank account can hear. Everything can hear in the realm of the spirit. God said, prophesy to the wind. He said, come. Say, thus saith the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. Next verse. He says, so I prophesied as he commanded me. This is the second time he's prophesying. And the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Can you shout amen? Amen. Then next verse. What was the message in this vision? Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our power. You see, that very many and very dry bones in Ezekiel's vision is a picture of utter hopelessness. Utter hopelessness, helplessness, as in it is over. But can you see that from that army of exceeding many, exceeding dry bones, came an exceedingly great army of living, breathing human beings. So God is trying to pass a message that there is no such thing as hopeless situation for the house of Israel. That hope, you see, prophecies restore hope. Prophecies, they give you hope. Am I communicating? Prophetic words, they give hope. They bring hope to the hopeless. They bring comfort and encouragement and strengthening. How many of you have come, you came for AGMI service, you felt so discouraged, you felt down or depressed, downcast, you felt weak. Then after the message, after the service, you feel strengthened, you feel charged up, you are encouraged. Am I communicating? Has it happened to you before? Yeah. Very important. Verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Can you shout amen? Can somebody help me clean the board? Now, let's look at something else. The difference between prophecy and divination, or soothsaying. Very important. Soothsaying or divination or fortune telling, these are counterfeit versions of genuine prophecy. Hallelujah. Divination, soothsaying, fortune telling, they are all counterfeit demonic versions of true prophecy, genuine prophecy that comes from God. Hallelujah. Many people don't know the difference, including some Christians. You know, they confuse both. Some people have fallen victims to diviners. Some even have practiced divination without knowing. Praise God. There is a huge wall of difference between prophecy and divination. Acts 16, verse 16. There is a world of difference between a true prophet and a diviner or a soothsayer. They are not the same. Praise God. I say praise God. We'll look at them and see their difference. Glory to God. Acts 16:16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer. This is Luke writing. Luke is in the company of Apostle Paul. Luke the physician. They traveled together with Apostle Paul. He said, it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with what? Spirit of divination. This damsel, she was possessed. Can you see that spirit? Is it small letter S or capital letter S? Small letter S. What does that show you? It's not the Holy Spirit, right? Small letter S is used for either human spirit in the Bible, either human spirit or demonic spirit or evil spirit or satanic spirit. But the Holy Spirit is capital S. So it's not the Holy Spirit that she was functioning with, right? She was possessed with a spirit of divination. She met us. Apostle Paul says she met us. Okay? Their prayer was disturbing. Their prayer was causing trouble in the realm of the spirit. So she encountered them, which brought our masters much gain. By what? Soothsaying. So the spirit of divination was enabling that slave girl. It was enabling her to practice soothsaying. She was able to engage in soothsaying through what? The influence and ability of that spirit of divination. She came under its influence. So the spirit of divination is what is giving her that utterance. Praise God. That spirit of divination is a demonic spirit. It's not of God. Hallelujah. That utterance under the influence of that demonic spirit of divination is called soothsaying. Praise God. And what was she saying? Let's find out. What was she saying? So a diviner is the same as a soothsayer. A diviner operating with the spirit of divination is the same thing as a soothsayer. Praise God. The same follow Paul and us and Christ, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Look at what she was saying. Through the ability, the help, through the help of that spirit of divination. Look at the content of her soothsaying. Look at what she was saying. Now, look at that thing very well. She said, these are the what? Servants of God. Is it true of us? Okay, let's continue. These are servants of the Most High God. They are what? Which show unto us the way of salvation. Is that one too true of us? So, can you see something interesting there? That's why it's a soothsaying or divination. Is the counterfeit version of what? Genuine prophecy from God. The two of them look alike. They resemble, but they not be the same. Praise God. You know, that's why you should be careful that a prophecy is true does not mean it is God, the Holy Spirit, that is inspiring the person. Am I communicating? I hear there are some people like that. Diviners. They stand around ATM machines. Praise God. The moment you will finish withdrawing money. Say, excuse madam. Say, as I'm seeing you like this. What the enemy has planned for you, may it never come to pass. You too, you say amen. Hi, madam. 5 years ago, you were in so-so place. Have you not been so? You too, you say not so. What they are telling you is true. But the spirit that is enabling and helping them to have that supernatural information and have those access to the realm of the spirit, to access supernatural knowledge, is this spirit of divination. And many Christians have wrongly called it prophecy. Can you imagine? I met a very powerful prophet close to ATM. He told me everything. He even told me the color of my pants. Everything he tell me. At the end, self, I even gave him prophet offering. How much? 50,000. I've told you there's a connection between soothsaying and that love of money, mammon. That desire for gain. Am I communicating? They go together. That's why there is no way they will prophesy to you that they will not look for a way to collect money from you. Because it's part of the operation of that spirit. Am I communicating? It's part of it. The Bible said this slave girl, she brought her masters much gain. Look at it. Go back to the previous verse. She brought her masters much gain. How? By soothsaying. So it's serious business. The owner, the master of that slave, the man was being enriched by the wages of divination. The girl is the channel. It's a big business, but you now see why he became angry with Paul when he casted out the spirit later. It don't spoil his business, spoil market. Am I communicating? Much gain by soothsaying. Okay, let's read on. So when The spirit of divination is operating. Watch this. It's a demonic spirit. Eh? In fact, the literal Greek say python spirit. This spirit of divination is a python spirit. And python is a snake. True of us. Is a snake. Now listen. Throughout history, snakes, you know, the Bible says the snake is very cunning and subtle. They are known for two things, wisdom and knowledge. So watch this. By the help of this python spirit, and remember, the first manifestation of Satan in the Bible is as a serpent in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3. He came as a what? Serpent. Am I communicating? And then in Revelation, we were told that old serpent. In Revelation, the serpent in Genesis 3 has become old now. It's now old. But he didn't say he's dead. Now watch this. That's to tell you that it's a demonic spirit. That python spirit, it gives them supernatural knowledge. By the help of this demonic spirit, just like snakes are known for wisdom and knowledge, they have supernatural wisdom, as in supernatural demonic wisdom and supernatural demonic knowledge. They are able to assess the realm of the spirit. I told you, the realm of the spirit, the Holy Spirit is the only legal entrance, but the Holy Spirit is not the only entrance. You can enter into the realm of the spirit legally through the help of the Holy Spirit. You can know things supernaturally, operate with supernatural wisdom by the help of the Holy Spirit. So you can access the spirit realm by the Holy Spirit. That's the legal entrance, but that's not the only entrance. People can also access the realm of the spirit with the agent, by the agency of demonic spirits. E.g., this spirit of divination, python spirit, it gives them supernatural knowledge and information, details about people. Am I communicating? About events. So, this slave girl was possessed by this spirit of divination. It gave her, that spirit gave her access to the realm of the spirit. So, supernaturally, she could know things about Apostle Paul and his company. Am I communicating? What she was saying is true, but is not inspired by the spirit of truth. Who is the spirit of truth? The Holy Spirit. What she is saying is true, but it is not based on the truth of God's word. The word of God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Am I communicating? What she is saying is true, but it's not inspired by the spirit of truth. That's the Holy Spirit. Rather, it's inspired by python spirit, spirit of divination. And some ladies that prophesy through this spirit of divination, many of them, they are demonized by this python spirit. If you sit down and counsel some of them, they will tell you their interaction with snakes, serpents. Am I communicating? Interaction with serpents. Glory to God. It's a python spirit. Then watch this. This she did for many days, but Paul, being grieved, can you see that? She did for many days. Even the Almighty Apostle Paul did not know immediately. Did you notice? Paul did not know immediately. He didn't discern immediately that, you know, maybe initially Apostle Paul thought that it's the Holy Spirit that was inspiring her to prophesy. He didn't know immediately that this was not the Spirit of God. That's to tell you that even anointed men of God can be deceived. Are you getting me? I've taught you before that discernment is not a function of the anointing upon, it's a function of the anointing within. So, somebody that is a genuine prophet can be deceived by another person that is calling himself a prophet but operating with the spirit of divination. And yet the genuine prophet may not know, because the prophetic anointing upon him will not help discernment much. It's the anointing within and then the word of God. These are the two major ways you discern. Am I communicating? The Holy Spirit within you. Don't be depending on media or social media or bloggers to tell you who is true or who is false. We teach you God's word. Am I communicating? When I teach you correctly, nobody needs to tell you whether this man of God is true or false, whether he's fake prophet or not. You will know from the word of God, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, your discernment is sharpened. You will know. Am I communicating? Don't follow all these bloggers or follow social media or all those things. You don't need them. Do they have the Holy Spirit? Do they, in fact, which spirit do they have? The prince of the power of the air. Is it not the devil that is controlling many of them? One so-called guy on air that was saying his own calling is to attack, how did he even put it? What's that? Daddy Freeze? Is it Daddy Freeze? And the guy has so many followers, and many of them are Christians. Sometimes I wonder whether people are taught the Bible in church, in the church they attend. And if you see the comment, Christians, so say, thank you. Some of them are even calling you man of God. Thank you, man of God, for helping to expose all those charlatans, all those fake men of God on suit, who will continue to follow you till Jesus come. Hi. Somebody will just sit down just because you have access to buy camera, and then which one again? Data. Everybody now. Anybody can just go on air and do anything and sound very believable. Hi, people can be gullible. Do you know that if I climb, let's say I became broke, I'm looking for money, idea came to my head, though not from God. I climbed the next tree close to my house and plugged the leaf and pound it, mix it with water, get this one water container, put them inside, and then label them different agbo. I said this one can cure cancer, this one can cure diabetes, this one can cure pile. And then I get picture of somebody with pile, I get picture of somebody with diabetes, I carry and go terminals, carry bell, killing. All I need is boldness and confidence for marketing. Do you know that day I must sell? That's to tell you how gullible Nigerians are. People can be. Somebody can just come on air and be talking with boldness, and people will believe them. Without discerning, without discernment, by the word of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit within. Am I communicating? Let's finish our reading. He said, Did she many days? But Paul, being grieved from within, he turned and said to the spirit. He was addressing that spirit of divination, that Python spirit. Paul was able to discern that this is not of God. She is not prophesying, she is practicing soothsaying. Though what she is saying is true, but this is not inspired by the spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. Rather, she is doing it with the help of the Python spirit of divination. And Paul commanded that spirit, because Jesus said, these signs shall follow them by that believe. In my name they shall what? cast out devils. I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And the spirit came out the same hour. And then 19, trouble started. When our master saw that the hope of their gains, can you see, was gone, they caught Paul and Silas. You see, they brought deliverance to her, but it landed them in trouble. They caught Paul and Silas and threw them into the marketplace unto the rulers. You see, some of these demonic people operating with the spirit of divination and soothsaying, they usually have backups. Most of them, they have influential people in government. Of course, their customers that patronize them. They have their lawyers, they have their doctors, they have people in power, governors, presidents. You know, they have those people, they have influence. So that if anybody attacks them, they will use those people against you. Am I communicating? So it's like a system, it's like a cult, it's like a network. These things are real. No joke. They are very real. Am I communicating? Sometimes you attack them and then they react against the attack. They start using all their influence and connection against you. Am I communicating? You see, the master, the owner of that slave, was angry because Paul just ended his business. Politicians were coming to him for the girl to divine for them. Businessmen, and Philippi is a business hub of those days. They were coming to him, and now his money is gone. Do you expect him to be smiling? So he moved the people against Paul and Silas, and that was how they landed in the Philippian jail. But thank God, Paul and Silas, they prayed. Sing it now. They sang. What happened in the prison? The Holy Ghost came. There was jailbreak. God brought them out. Hallelujah. So, another important thing you need to notice about the spirit of divination, I've said it before, I'm repeating it again, is that the motivation, one of the major motivation, is profit, gain, to bring profit or gain, not to the kingdom of God, though, to bring profit or gain to the diviner, the soothsayer, and the kingdom of darkness. Am I communicating? When they operate, they bring profit or gain to the kingdom of darkness, to the diviner or the soothsayer himself. Glory to God. But when there is a genuine prophetic gift in operation, or when a genuine prophet of God is prophesying and operating in the prophetic, it brings profit to, or gain to, which kingdom? To the kingdom of God. Give me Revelation 19:10. To the kingdom of God. So when we prophesy, our motive is to bring profit to God's kingdom. The dispensing of spiritual gift is to glorify Jesus, reveal and glorify Jesus, and bring profit to God's kingdom. Okay? We build and edify the church through prophecy. The saints are perfected, the church is edified, Jesus is revealed, Jesus is glorified. Profit is made in the kingdom. These are the things that happen when genuine prophecy is in manifestation, unlike soothsaying or divination or fortune telling. All this horoscope, some of you, I hear you consult horoscope. You better stop it. It's a demonic practice. It's still this spirit of divination. All this horoscope, tarot, is it tarot, so they call it? Tarot card? Psychic, all those things, spiritism, mediums, they are all manifestations, different streams of the same spirit of divination. Astrology included. Can you remember those wise men that came from the east when Jesus was born? How did they know that a great king of the Jews is born. They saw it from the star, right? It's another dimension of operation of this spirit of divination. Am I communicating? Astrology. There is astronomy is different from astrology. Astronomy is the one science, but physics. But astrology, that one girl tumokpo. A spirit of divination. They were able to divine. They followed the stars until they located Jesus. Am I communicating? They saw greatness. That star was different. Hallelujah. And the divination and soothsaying is an ancient practice. Oh, it's not today. It has been there longest time, even from Bible days. You see Pharaoh's palace. You see them. James and Jambres. Pharaoh's court sorcerers. Magicians. They are there. You see Babylonian kingdom. You see those people there. You see the practice of divination. Is it which empire again? Babylon. After Babylon, which one? Medo-Persia Empire. Assyria. Greek Empire. Roman Empire. Even till date, that spirit is still operating. Am I communicating? He said, I fell at his feet and worship him. Okay, jump to the last verse. He says, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is what? The spirit of prophecy. In other words, the spirit of prophecy is always connected to the testimony of Jesus. The spirit of prophecy, when in operation, we testify of Jesus. We glory, we reveal and glorify Jesus. Am I communicating? When the spirit of prophecy is operating, it does not glorify self. It does not glorify Satan. But it reveals and glorifies Jesus. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But the spirit of divination glorifies self. Am I communicating? Self-exaltation, self-aggrandizement. And of course, Satan always hides behind self. So spirit of divination also say will glorify what? Self and Satan, but never Jesus. Am I communicating? Does not glorify Jesus, glorify self and Satan. Glory to God. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Are you learning something? Kela boko sabrakadia. Ronde ke fregedigi barakatai. Le bragada gada gada. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered. 1 Samuel 28 verse 3. Give me verse 3. Now Samuel was dead. Follow this story very well. Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits. Now hold it there. Do you know familiar spirits? Okay, let me explain. They are what we call familiar angels. Familiar spirits are the demonic counterfeit version of familiar angels. Am I communicating? From the day a child is born, God assigns an angel. Remember, Jesus talked about children and he said their angels are always standing before the Father. Okay? So for every human being, whether the person is born again or not, for every human being born into this world, there is an angel that God assigns. Am I communicating? To the person. To guide the person and all of that. Then if the person becomes born again, there is another angel assigned to the person to help the person fulfill their divine calling, purpose and destiny. So if you are born again, you are a child of God, there are at least two angels assigned to you. One is to guide, protect you from birth. The other one is to help you fulfill your divine purpose, calling and destiny. Now, let's come to familiar spirits. I've talked about familiar angel, right? Now, familiar spirit is a counterfeit. Just like God assigns angel from your birth to guide you, protect you and all of that, Satan too assigns demons to everybody, every family. It's called familiar spirits. They know information about that family. You know, demons don't die, ba? Demons don't die. So they've been following your family tree. They know information. They know things, so they know the weaknesses of those members in your family. They know their weaknesses. They know all the demonic covenant, all those grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers. Is this familiar spirit part of their work? Is to enforce all these generational curses and ancestral covenants and all of that is part of their work. The only solution to come out of those, the influence of those demonic spirits and evil covenant, is to be born again. That's the only legal way to come out. Am I communicating? Somebody say all these generational curses, are they real? They are very real, oh. But more real are generational blessings. The blessing of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob came upon us in Christ. And when you come to Christ, that's the one that comes on you. Am I communicating? Now, somebody can prophesy by familiar spirits. The familiar spirit will be giving them information, because as the name implies, familiar. The spirits are familiar with individuals. They are familiar with families. They know information about the person. They've been there since the person was born. They've been there following the person's family lineage. So they can tell the person that is operating with them. They can be telling the person information about somebody. Are you getting my point? But they are demonic spirits. They are not of God. Glory to God. Beware of all those people. You know, some Christians have been deceived. They say, there's this Baba. He knows things supernatural. He knows it's a gift God gave him. Is he born again? No, he's not born again. Does he go to? He doesn't go to. He knows it's just natural. God gave him. He just knows things. His spirit of divination, oh, familiar spirits. There's nothing like that. Anybody that can know things supernatural, say in the sea, or in the sea for people, it will help you. No go there, oh. It's demonic. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Some people use Bible self. I'm telling you. Some people use Bible. They will quote some scripture from Psalms. To make it look, especially when they hear you are a churchy type. You are the churchy type. Say this one a church person. They will say, okay, no problem. We'll go read Psalms for them. To make it look believable. Praise God. Oh, you will not fall victim. Oh. It says, Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and wizards out of the land. He chased them away. Next verse. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together and they pitched in what? Gilboa. Watch this. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid. The enemy, the Philistines were coming to battle. He was afraid and his heart greatly troubled. What did he do? Next verse. When Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. God did not answer him. No communication. Look at what King Saul did. Next verse. Then Saul said unto his servant, seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. He says, since Holy Spirit, God, no, Spirit of God, no answer me, let me go and check who get familiar spirits. And his servant said unto him, behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor. Next verse. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment and went, and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me. Can you see? It's a spirit of divination. Divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring him up, whom I shall name unto thee. Watch this. See, she's about to conjure now. Is there anybody I call his name? Conjure and bring him up. Summon him. Next verse. Unto summon people's spirit. Verse 10 now. Go back. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul had done. He didn't know that he's the king, because he disguised himself. What Saul has done, how he had cut off those that have familiar spirit and wizard out of the land, wherefore then layest thou a snare to for my life to cause me to die. Next verse. And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Next verse. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And at this point, Samuel was dead. Oh, now watch this. Watch this. And when the woman saw Samuel, so she conjured, summoned. And when she saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Now watch this. All this while, that woman, that familiar spirit at Endor, practicing divination, she did not know that this was Saul talking with her, because he disguised himself. But the moment that spirit of divination came upon her, and she conjured and brought up Samuel, she then recognized that this was Saul. Now, did you notice, under the influence of the spirit of divination, she now noticed supernatural. Can you see this? Let me ask you a question now. Was this really Saul? Sorry, was this really Samuel? Okay, let's be reading on. Next verse. You see why does he say thou art Saul? And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Next verse. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up. He is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. Next verse. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me? So he's communicating now. The Saul she conjured and summoned. Sorry, the Samuel that was conjured by the woman with the familiar spirit through divination was now communicating with King Saul. Okay? He said, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am so distressed, for the Philistine make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answered me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I call thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Next verse. Then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thy enemy? Next verse. And the Lord had done to him, and he spake by me, for the Lord had rent the kingdom out of thy hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Did you notice those things are true? Next verse. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executed his fierce wrath upon the Amalekite, therefore had the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Next verse. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee. I just remember something, I'm laughing. into the hand of the Philistine, and tomorrow thou and thy son will be with me. You see, he had prophesied that this guy is going to die in this war, him and his son. That's Saul and Jonathan. And truly they died though in that battle. You remember when David lamented, how are the mighty fallen? He said, tell it not in Gibeah. Or where? Tell it not in where? Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistine rejoice. He said, the Lord also shall deliver the host of the Israel into the hand of the Philistine. No, it's a long reading. I'll stop here. You can go back and read it. Now look up, look up. You see, this Saul that was communicating with this Saul that was communicating with this person, is he really this Samuel, Prophet Samuel, that was conjured, summoned? Is he really the one? Now, if you've watched so many Nigerian movies, this matter will confuse you more. Because the producers and directors, they act based on their level of understanding, have you? But the problem is that when people watch plenty of those things, they will think that those things are so. In reality, they will not care to find out whether those things are scriptural or not. So you can easily be deceived. Should I surprise you? That was not Prophet Samuel. It wasn't Prophet Samuel. Prophet Samuel was dead and is in Abraham's bosom by now. Are you getting me? What she brought up was a familiar spirit. Which familiar spirit? That has information, all information about Prophet Samuel was when he was on earth. Now, that familiar spirit can take the face. Familiar spirit can take the face of anybody that they want to give information about. Am I communicating? So, this familiar spirit that was familiar with the life and ministry of Prophet Samuel when he was on earth is what was appearing. It took the face of Prophet Samuel and is giving accurate information, even prophesying the death of Saul in that battle and his son. Are you getting my point? It is not the real Prophet Samuel. That is one thing I want you to know from this story. Does it happen today? Yes. Let me tell you something. When somebody dies, listen to me, oh, because a lot of people, your deliverance is coming now. Listen, listen. When people die today, they go to heaven if they are born again and children of God, or they go to hell. Now, have you heard people say, my father appeared, my dead father, my grandfather? Like one man that said, they asked him, why don't you stop gambling? This cha-cha, he does this cha-cha, he plays cha-cha. You know cha-cha? This draft and cha-cha, this type that they pour here, they remove here, put here. He said, why don't you stop? He said, he said his father that died several years ago, he said the father appeared to him in a dream and told him he should never stop gambling, should keep playing that thing forever. And him, as far as he's concerned, that is a message from God. Is it scriptural? Now, if you want to know some things, you judge it using the lens of scripture. Now, should I surprise you? That was not his father. That was a familiar spirit that took his father's face. Are you getting me? Satan can give people, show people things, appear to people, through the agency of familiar spirit, carrying the faces of people that are familiar to them, that have died long time ago. But how you will know that this is not of God is that, number one, those things they are saying or showing will not be based on God's word. There will be no scriptural basis. Am I communicating? Then number two, the second thing is that your spirit will not bear witness with what they are saying that it is from God. There will be this negative reaction in your spirit. You'll be able to discern that this is not of God. Am I communicating? Now, can God send your dead loved ones, relatives, somebody related to you? Can God send a message through them? Yes. How does God do that? Familiar angels. Familiar angels can take their place and then they appear to you in a dream. Then they give you a message. And it will always be based on God's word. And your spirit will bear witness that it is from God. But it is not those dead people that you say you saw in their dream. They are not really the one. On the demonic end is familiar demons. On God's kingdom end, familiar angels that carry their... Now look at it, look at me. Have you ever had an encounter with me in your dream? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hand. Now good. Who is that me you saw in your dream? Me, I may be sleeping on my bed or maybe be praying for you in my room. Now, it's actually my angel. The angel that minister for me, they look like me. When you see them in the realm of the spirit, it's actually me you will see. But it's actually my angels. Am I communicating? You need to understand these operations in the spirit. Praise God. Praise God. So you have encounter with them, those ministering spirits that minister for me, my angel, that look exactly like me. Then when you now wake up, you say, I encountered Papa O. Praise God. Can you remember when Peter was put in prison after wicked Herod had beheaded James and was waiting after Easter, probably to kill Peter too? The Bible says, Acts 12 verse 5, but prayer was made without season of the church for Peter, and their prayer brought about deliverance. In response to their prayer, God sent angels of deliverance. Am I communicating? And they went and opened the prison, brought out Peter, glory to God, and the angels of judgment were released to judge the wicked Herod. And the Bible says he was slapped by an angel eating of worms. But I want you to notice something, that when Rhoda came knocking the door, when Peter came knocking, they were praying inside, he came knocking. Then Rhoda heard somebody knocking. She went to open the door. She saw that it was Peter. Instead of her to open the door for him, out of joy, as in look at the answer to their prayer at the door, she was overwhelmed with joy. She didn't even open the door. She went to tell the prayer warriors, Kabashi, Lagaba, Yaya, Sulabata. She now said, Mona, stop. God have answered our prayer. Oh. Say, what are you saying? Women again with their wahala. There's a bit talk, there's a bit gossip. Say, Peter has been released. He's even at the door. They say, you the grace. They didn't believe her. Oh. Are you seeing this? But the Bible says she constantly affirmed that it was so. Then they say, okay, maybe it is his angel. How come the early church could think like that? She said she saw Peter, but they say maybe it is his angel. That's to tell you they understood that the angel God have assigned to minister for Peter can take Peter's face. He looks exactly like Peter. That's the understanding they had. Are you seeing something there? Rise to your feet. That's enough for today. This thing is going deeper and deeper now. Don't worry, be gathering all your questions. Praise God. Praise God. I say praise God. You see, these things are very real. These things are very real. What I'm saying, the pastor I went to minister for, Pastor Dada, he shared a very, in fact, these things are real. He shared with me how somebody that said he wants to show him the way in ministry, how to blow. He said, there are some things the fathers are not telling them, some secrets of explosion in ministry. So is there any other one apart from the word of God, prayer, the one we know? He said, no, there are some things the fathers are hiding. They are not telling us. So there was a man of God, you know, that he thought that he was a wonderful man of God. The man insisted that I will take you to one of my uncle, and said that uncle knows somebody, is related to one of these elderly ministers. And then they travel to one of these states in the West, Yoruba state. He said the hotel, they told him, oh, today you cannot see the Baba, that is tomorrow you will see him. The Baba is busy today. So they say they are going to lodge him in a hotel. So they put him in an hotel, and then the man of God that brought him left. Then after some minutes, he received a knock from the door, pok, 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 and he saw these two damsels dressed like Jezebels, like harlots, as in they assigned them to him. Are you getting me? As in, to he said, what are you looking for? He said, maybe you made a mistake. This is not the room. They said, no, is this not? Are you not Pastor Dada? He said, yes, sir. So we were sent to entertain you. Somebody say, What? He said at that point he knew there was trouble. Bam! He started casting and binding. He told them they should go. Do you know, they said they are not going, you know, that they send them to enter, that they will not leave. That was how he said to, since they don't want to leave, he's going to leave the hotel for them. He said, after all, he has some cash. He will look for somewhere and pass the night. He was packing his things when they saw that he was minded of leaving. Then they announced, he then received a call from that man of God that we heard you are leaving the room. He said, is this what you brought me here for? He said, no, it's not exactly like that, though. He said, it's just, they just send them to bring you food and just to keep you company. Say, did I tell you that I need? He then begged him that please you go back, that the ladies have left the hotel room so that the money does not waste. He said that night he could not sleep. He did compulsory vigil. Because he knew that there is trouble. Kabaya, Legaba, Agrata. You go pray. He said he prayed from that night till morning. He was able to catch small sleep around 5 a.m. in the morning. He said the knock that even woke him up was that other guy. He said, hey, yes, Baba is now ready for you. Then they now took him. He said the Baba is in one village. They went. He said, my God. He said, you see that, those kind of occultic scene you see in some Nigerian movie? He said, on the right like this, they put something like candle light, some this thing, and somebody was hitting mortar. Boom. Boom. people were lying like this to the right, another one was left to the left. He said the Baba was seated on one platform like that. He said you will not see anybody. The man is invisible, but you can hear his voice. He said so he stood here. He said the moment they brought him there, bah, his spirit reacted and started blasting a tongue. They told him, shut up in Yoruba. The Baba does not speak English, Yoruba. They say you should shut up. That, do you know where you are? He said yes. In the, under his tongue, shakapala kata kabrakata, fire shabalada. Yeah. In his mind, he said, is this the help? He said the Baba was speaking Yoruba. Somebody was interpreting for him, even though him too is Yoruba. He was understanding. He said the Baba was telling him that he has helped so many men of God to make it in ministry. I'm telling you that many men of God have come here, oh, that he has helped them, that he can help him, oh. He said but the only problem is that he has not seen him in the spirit. Eh? How do you say I have not seen you in Yoruba? Moti, moti rio. See, that was what the Baba said. See, he was just blasting in tongue under his voice. Then they now told him, the Baba said, he has not seen him. He is standing here. Oh, the Baba is speaking, invisible voice, speaking on that podium. He's telling him that he has not seen him. In other words, in file never open. Yeah. Then the Baba then told him he should go and come back tomorrow. Say they should give him, maybe by then his file will have opened. Now, it was later he reasoned it. He said if he had slept with those ladies, they will have access to him. That was why they sent those ladies. You see how those people operate. That is another thing with those spirits of divination. There is this connection with sexual immorality. One, I said, is the desire for money, spirit of mammon, gain, profit. The other one is that sexual immorality. They are usually sexually immoral. Am I communicating? If he had slept with those people, they would have caught him. He said, ah! He said, thank God. He said, that night, he entered night bus. From there, straight to park. As he was on his way going back, he told that so-called yeye man of God that brought him there. He said, he should never, ever, ever, ever come close to him or call this his line forever again. That was it. He blocked, he deleted his number. Straight to Zaria. So these things are real. He told me this story. In fact, this is one. There is even another one in Abuja. I keep that one for another day. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive grace to overcome every spirit of deception, every spirit of falsehood, manipulating as the spirit of God, every demonic operation by the spirit of divination, masquerading as the spirit of prophecy. I receive grace for discernment in the name of Jesus to expose them. Lift up your voice and fire prayer. Keli bora bakasa brandeke brosketila brakatai. Mande pole si felete ke brakida agabalando sofregedia agabarande ke freketele brakata malabakata leke brakata. We expose every spirit of falsehood. Jelido sepeleteni radesco bracateni. Shun every spirit of falsehood. We come against them. We expose their works. Jalido sepila tatani.
Kala baba baba rabalada shala bragada mande pura sabalatia rokoboto sebeletena. Grace for discernment. Say, Father, give me grace for discernment. Leader by ya in this season, mashata leferedo sepeleti magrasco porasidi lerozevi lada shalaba brakato zeli gabatanas. In the name of Jesus. Look at 2 Corinthians 11 verse 13. Watch this. 2 Corinthians 11 13. If it's for such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Verse 14. And no marvel. It says, for Satan himself is what? Transformed into an angel of light. Can you see something there? It says, therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, that means Satan too has ministers, also be of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You see, one of your greatest assets this end time is that spirit of discernment, that ability to discern, because Satan can masquerade as the angel of light, and his workers can masquerade, his ministers can masquerade as ministers of righteousness. Save for discernment. Am I communicating? Discernment based on the word of God. Discernment based on your human spirit. Reborn human spirit by the help of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. I say glory to God. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of discernment. Are you listening? You are going to say, Father, baptize me with the spirit. Now listen, the first, you know, Satan operated through many methods, but from Genesis, we saw him as a deceiver. He came and deceived Adam and Eve. Now, that's to tell you something about Satan, and that's to tell you that deception is one of his most deadly weapons. Satan uses the weapon of deception, deceit, deception, deceit. Is one of the most deadly weapon in his arsenal against the church, against believers this end time. I want you to lift up your voice. The cure for deception is truth. Is truth. The truth. The truth. The word of truth and the spirit of truth. The word of truth and the spirit of truth. I want you to lift up your voice. Say, Father, I receive grace for discernment, an outpouring of grace for discernment. Can you lift up your voice? Magabase peleteni randeke breketea obole baraka patose brigadigi brakatai malabora si bragada leketeketeketeke bragadai leverondo se vide se peleteni.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.